Number 27, dinner. Dinner! You want a little piece of cheese? Whoops, careful.
What?
I want to serve you some of the different things.
Chicken!
It's turkey, yeah.
Turkey. I can cut.
What, Laura?
I can cut.
Wait, sweetie.
Remember
you get
I got
something.
My hood up after dinner?
Yes, we can make it.
What
turkey.
Is it?
Here's some cottage cheese. Nice nourishing. Here's some other kind of cheese. Want a piece of this, Laura?
Like that.
Cheese.
But this isn't this nourishing. Is cantaloupe isn't the nourishing? Is the other one?
Yeah.
Right there.
That's cantaloupe. Do you want me to cut it off for you?
I like cantaloupe.
You're just gonna eat it like that. Okay, Joe, you must have everything. There's this. And there's spinach salad.
Terrific.
It's a brown wall buffet. A small service charge at the end of the meal.
Know what I thought since I didn't know what we're having for dinner?
What?
I just can't go to the same place as McDonald's.
No.
And I was thinking Jack and Jack Rabbit shaking in the
bottom.
No. Because it was so long.
Just at Brown Walls. Would you like spinach salad, girls?
This is from Nanny Mickey's house. You know how to make spinach salad.
What's up? What have you got on your hair, Laura?
Tape.
Tape. Yeah. You were really swimming. That was terrific.
What about me?
You too, both of you.
I was kicking.
Yes, you were.
Really kicked.
Oh, you're really a swimmer, Jeremy. I'm
really bad. I'm a swimmer too.
Yeah.
Mommy, but you know, it feels like I forgot, but I didn't. You know, it's just when you didn't swim for a whole year. And you know how to swim, but it just feels a little...
You know, when you make a decision like that now and your practice has got a little let up in it, you have to think of doing that in terms of the times when your practice is its busiest.
Carrots!
Yeah.
Oh, carrots, Mommy!
I didn't make carrots tonight.
I like them.
I know you do.
But I want them.
Hey, you want me to cut this for you? Turkey?
Just because we live a carrot doesn't mean we have to have carrots.
Yeah, I think it would be a pressure.
How much money did that racket cost?
$30.
$30?
You said 30 or 40?
You said 40.
And $40.
You said 30.
Hey, look, Dr. Merrick. I'm glad to see you play.
Mom, you want to be a mom? Money?
What?
You want to be a my money?
Do I want what?
A piece of mine.
No, what? Thank you. That was nice of you, Joe.
As I hear everything costs
a lot of money.
That's why I guess you'll have to save a long time to get big things with your money, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was...
I decided to save it, Mommy. You know why? Mm-hmm.
In the bank, Margie, all three girls, beginning with you, have lots of saving bonds in our... Just wanted you to know. With,
don't I have one from your parents when I graduated? I have a few. When do I have another one?
I don't know. Maybe you only have one. Maybe you want to join a joint. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the...
Quite a few. I could have written them down. But there, one of the two kids has one for $500. And there are a few $100 ones.
Yeah, I have one for $100, I think, when I got my master's.
Maybe.
She gets out all of my zucchini.
Several $100. Over $1,000 worth of bonds.
Bucky.
We have enough.
Really?
No. I don't know whether we should fly there or...
Well, they come to...
To maturity.
Uh-huh.
But then they continue.
They do?
After maturity.
I didn't know that.
No. And maybe I ought to find out. And I don't even know how to catch about it. People have to sign their name. Where is the bank? I'm sure the bank comes. That service.
Uh-huh. Where did you buy the bonds? Where did you buy the bonds for that bas mitzvah we went to?
Mama, how come you don't buy marshmallows?
Because marshmallows are candy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well,
I got my water sprayer! Yeah, look, they brought candy, they brought the chocolate garden, stuff to the stars, and lollipops.
I either burn the inside of my mouth or something that stinks to eat. My tongue and the inside of my mouth.
So I saw a man with a very, very severe dermatitis. That's a pretty interesting thing last night.
Yeah?
No, it wasn't so interesting. That's why.
From what?
I don't know. Contact. It was very, very severe. So I called to find out who the dermatologist on call was.
And that wasn't.
They don't have one.
Oh, uh-huh.
I was amazed. Uh-huh. I was very sick. And I almost debated it made me.
Can I have a little more turkey, please?
So then I called, and I figured, nobody on call?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it, so I called
the
chief dermatologist.
Mayonnaise! Mayonnaise!
Like, we didn't need it, Laura, in the end.
And he wasn't home.
How come, Mommy? I need mayonnaise. I like it.
Okay, you could have some on your turkey.
You want a little on your turkey?
Thank you.
I called up Ro, nobody was home.
Uh-huh.
Then I saw in the chart that this guy had already seen a dermatologist, named Hamer. So I called up Hamer, nobody was home. And I called up Suter, and I told him what this guy had. And he didn't mind my calling.
He came right over?
No.
What do you do?
Give you what?
The chocolate.
You don't need your pippet now.
It's right there. You go get it.
Go get it. No one's going to get it. It is not our job to get your blanket. You don't need your blanket.
We don't need it to say. Wait a second. Why do you need your blanket while you're eating dinner? Show me where. It hurts?
Mm-hmm.
How did you hurt it? And you can't reach it? You want me to do you a favor?
I'll do it.
You want Joe to do it or Daddy? I'll do you just this one favor. And I want you to... Oops, I lost my arm. I want you to say thank you, Daddy. Because usually you're big enough to get your own kippet. Kiss. You're big enough to get your own kippet. So he told me what to do, take a shot of cortisone, and then he was going to be seen this morning with a note from me.
So you didn't hospitalize him?
No.
My pippin.
It's fairly severe, whole body.
That's an allergic thing, contact dermatitis?
Contact dermatitis is... dermatitis to do contact. Yes. It was just my gut, you know. I don't know what it is.
I need a
No.
I did an exam on them to make sure.
I had a poor.
Yes, good.
And
the 22-year-old girl came in. She had taken two penicillin tablets for a sniffle, which she does all the time. She came in with a severe penicillin reaction. Could hardly breathe. Her tongue was enlarged, and she had hives all over her body.
How come?
You had to admit.
How come, Daddy?
And I gave her adrenaline.
How come, Daddy?
And intravenous cortisone.
How come, Daddy?
And Benadryl.
Talk to me now.
How come? Because she was sick.
Why?
And she came in about 7, and the reaction was over, and by 11:30 I sent her home. Benadryl with instructions to the husband. Should the tongue get large, or should have any trouble breathing, and go right back with it. It shouldn't happen.
Mommy, Daddy, too.
No, it's a business call. Please come in this room. Laura, you'll have to go upstairs if you have to scream.
Hospital. Mm-hmm. Laura from the hospital.
I don't think they can say hello to you. Maybe you could hang the phone up, though.
Another girl.
It's so bad there, I might have to go and do something better.
16.
Maybe I burnt it again.
Faith
Anderson.
Cheers.
You have a beautiful piece of cheese right on your table.
Well, I don't want too much
turkey. You want this one?
Turkey.
Oh, you want turkey.
That wasn't a bad dinner.
Delicious.
No, I don't want to play. Why does Laura want to hear Laura? Because what?
Because I do.
Do you like to tape recorder? You want to hear Laura?
Push it on.
Push it on?
Yeah, with those buttons.
Oh, I need to use the buttons to push it on?
Yeah.
I see.
Put on.
Oh. Okay, no. I put it on. Now what are you going to say?
No, it's not on.
Yeah, I put it on, so now you say something. See, I pushed down these two buttons. Now it's on. So now you have to say something. And then you can hear Laura. It's working.
Not going on.
Yeah, it's going on.
How come Laura's not on?
How come Laura's not on? Because first I have to record something.
Say something.
Could you tell us something besides that? What did you learn to do today?
Swimming.
Hit. Oh, and what did you do with Christopher?
Swim,
right.
I was kicking.
Who helped you?
You and you. We were kicking.
Uh-huh.
Do it next week.
Do it right. Next week?
Yeah, next
week. If Evans don't worry, we could.
Mama, put on
Laura? All right. Yeah.